Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So as conversations between voters and lawmakers take place around the country, as they do during the August congressional recess every year, remember all the town halls on health care a couple of years ago spawning the Tea Party? We will have a weekly conversation this month with It'sAFreeCountry.org's political reporter Anna Sale. With one eye toward the issues that really matter and another toward the 2012 elections, Anna is on a search to find the independent voter. It is these voters, after all, who often decide elections and often reflect what's really on people's minds. Independents were so important in the election of Obama in 2008, in the shellacking of the Democrats in 2010. So if you consider yourself an independent voter who could go either way next year, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Anna, thank you for taking us with you on your search.
Of course.
Define exactly what your goal is. You don't know what an independent voter is?
Well, the term independent voter is difficult to nail down because, for the one thing, when you talk to people and ask them, how do you define yourself politically? What I found in Colorado when I was there this week is people would say, well, I'm a Democrat, but really I'm an independent. So it doesn't necessarily mean how you're registered. It also doesn't necessarily mean swing voter because it could mean that you just don't align yourself with the Republican platform or the Democratic platform, but rather cobble together something. There was a study from Pew that came out in May that I thought was really interesting because they tried to line out what different political typologies, and they came up with three different categories of independents. There are libertarian independents. These are folks who aren't concerned about conservative social issues but are very fiscally conservative, free-market libertarians.
Ron Paul,
for example. A term they called postmoderns, and this tend to be moderate fiscal issues but liberal on social issues, and they tend to lean Democratic, those independent voters. And then there are folks who just are disaffected independents who look to Republicans, look to Democrats, don't see themselves. They tend to lean Republican, but they support more aid for the poor, so they don't line up right with the libertarians. So this is, you know, when you say, are you an independent voter, that can mean a whole lot of things. It might just mean that America is becoming less of a sort of joiner society and we don't have as much loyalty as we used to.
Listeners, do any of those three categories sound like you? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. That second one could have been a mainstream Democrat. What they see as moderate on fiscal issues, liberal on social issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could.
So why not?
That could describe Barack Obama. It could describe. When I was in Colorado, I went to the 4th Congressional District. And the reason I went there is because this is a swing district in a swing state. And I went to the town of Fort Collins, which is a college town in that district and tends to be a little bit more liberal than the rest of the district. And I talked to a number of folks who said to me, I'm a Democrat, but really I'm an independent. And it came down to talking this week. They just look at Washington and don't see themselves represented. They don't see that the issues that are most important to them are being reflected in the debate in Congress. One guy I talked to, a guy named Derek Sears, he said, I'm a Democrat, but I'm lean independent. What's most important to me is education. And here's what he said.
This economy hasn't got any better. This economy sucks, right? Now they just announced that tuition's raised 20%. I started doing the math, and I can't afford it.
So here's a guy who worked in construction during the boom, then he was laid off a number of times, decided to go back to school, then watched Colorado cut education funding for higher ed. The tuition bill went up, and so now he can't afford to go to the 4-year university that he was planning on going to. So he's concerned about private enterprise. He's concerned about business development, but looking at education funding and saying something has to change.
Justin in North Bergen, does this all sound like you?
You know what? Somewhat, but I think the issues are more complex than a lot of independent voters or voters who have allegiance to parties really are willing to put in the effort to give some analysis to them. Because I think that the reason why I'm an independent voter is because I believe both parties are kind of tied down by campaign finance and that forcing them to have an allegiance to moneyed interests on Wall Street and the banking industry, and in terms of the military-industrial complex. And I don't think either party will ever really stand up to the military-industrial complex.
But it sounds like you're independent to the left of the Democrats.
Well, not necessarily, because I don't believe in a welfare state, so to speak, or really socialist policies in terms of taxes and benefits. But I believe that the real problem that needs to be addressed is corruption in all ways. And if we address corruption in foreign policy and in financial policy, with regulations and oversight, that that's really the key issue that will help the economy and the state of kind of justice in the world.
Justin, thank you very much. So I guess when you hear the clip that you played of one voter, and we'll play another one in a minute, when you hear Justin, it backs up your theory that independent voters are various collections of positions.
Yeah, various collections of positions. And what, it's interesting, because I was in the 4th Congressional District, which has elected a Republican, then a Democrat, and then a Republican in the last three elections. Then I went down to Colorado Springs, which is a real Republican sort of stronghold. It's where the Air Force Academy is. Defense spending is really important. And I was thinking it was going to be a much different story. But what I found was, talking to folks, more people identified as Republicans first, but then they still went to that kind of independent place. I'm not all that aligned with the party. A guy I talked to named Mike Rogers was a painter. His business has gone down 80% since the recession. He voted for Obama in 2008, but here's what he said.
And he went in kicking doors down, but it was irritating a lot of people because nobody could get it stopped. You know?
You think you'll vote for him again?
No. No, look for someone new, because he still hasn't picked up any pace that I can see.
And here's a Republican who you interviewed, Ellie Durand, on the Tea Party. You want to set this up?
Yeah, this is a guy in Greeley, Colorado, which is an agricultural community in the 4th Congressional District. He's also still struggling with the economy. His business has not recovered since the fall. And that's something that really stuck out to me. People are still having a hard time. This is what he told me about President Obama.
It's a tough call these days. I admit that he came in at a bad time, but just haven't seen much improvement since he's taken office.
And what do you think about the Tea Party?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
So
I'll leave it as that.
That group of voters doesn't think much of Obama, doesn't think much of the Tea Party. I guess before we run out of time, and Anna Sale, political reporter for our politics website, itsafreecountry.org, will be coming back every Thursday all this month in search of the independent voter. So this is the beginning of a series of conversations. Are they even definitely voters? Or are these just a lot of folks who are so disillusioned by both parties that they're actually not salient to be wooed, and they're not really going to decide anything next year?
I think that's a really good question, particularly as we are focusing on the primary in 2012. This guy, Ellie Durand, who we just heard from, he didn't know anything about the 2012 field. He didn't feel like anybody was sort of popping out for him. He didn't like President Obama. He doesn't like the Tea Party. And I said, well, what do you think you'll do next year? Do you think you'll go out and vote? And he said, you know, I just might stay home. And this is a guy who runs a medium-sized business, employs a lot of people, and just doesn't see himself reflected in the options that are out there.
All right, Anna Sale, on my last show before 2 weeks of vacation, we're collecting suggestions for me and for everybody taking August vacations. What should I read? What should I listen to?
What you should read, I just read a book called Claiming Ground by a writer named Laura Bell. It's a novel about, or it's a memoir about her time being a sheep wrangler in Wyoming. Just was nice to kind of get out of New York City and read that and the beautiful writing. The song, Janelle Monáe, Lettin' Go, is my jam this summer.
All right. Jamming with Anna Sale every Thursday. We're going to take a lot more calls from you independents every Thursday this month. Anna, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Gotta call.